Smells fishy. I don't like it.
Dirty soda in, you can get a dirty soda in New York City now. Do you know what a dirty soda is? You're fucking racist. Dirty soda is what they drink. It's like a crazy Diet Coke.
That because they can't drink alcohol?
No, because they can't drink warm drinks. And so they get all their caffeine from soda pop.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they can't drink hot drinks.
Why?
I mean, why? There's no reason why. Some guy probably was like, no hot drinks when they were making up Mormonism. The one thing I admire about Mormonism is like, if you really get down to it.
It's fully just made up.
But like Orthodox Christians, Orthodox Jews, Orthodox Muslims, they're all kind of the same. And yeah, I mean, no disrespect. Every one of you guys is right.
No, we are the world. It's like a big hand-holding moment.
It's basically, you're all kind of wearing like some robes. There's beards involved. A lot of guys are all in one spot.
The stories are all kind of the same.
They're very samey, whereas Mormons were like, why don't we do it a little bit different?
Yeah, let's get crazy with the undies.
Let's get crazy with it. No hot drinks. And you can have, because Islam, what, you only have three wives max? Four wives? Mormons are like, as many wives as you want, my brother. The world is your oyster. Take 50 wives if you want. And
yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah. One's got to admire it. But David Levitt, the Utah DA, is like, I had nothing to do with any sexual ritual, satanic ritual abuse. David Hamblin, it does appear, did have something to do with some ritual abuse.
Yeah.
Why this comes into play is because there is a sort of gadfly on the outside of this election, because David Levitt's opponent, who, spoiler alert, does win the election, is sort of running with this kind of in the background, like the sheriff has endorsed him. There's sort of a gadfly coming from the UK, which is the one and only Arthur Knight, a.k.a. Nicholas Rossi, a.k.a. Nicholas Oliverdian. So while all this is playing out in Utah County, David Hamblin's getting arrested. David Levitt saying, I didn't do it. I barely know the guy.
His sickly COVID ass is blogging up a storm being like, David Levitt is a fucking child abuser and eats babies in satanic rituals. That does Indian magic.
He has a platform called Zeus News, which has Zeus communicated News. With this show.
Yeah.
As has
but
Arthur.
But denied that he was Arthur Knight.
No, he didn't. He denied that he was Nicholas Rossi.
Right. He said he was Arthur Knight, but not Nicholas Rossi.
Correct. Yes.
And then his wife, didn't his wife get on in the DMs?
His wife did hit the DMs.
No, stop. I don't mean
Which, by the way, she's single and clearly very gullible. So any of you sort of British lads out there whose horrendous looks won't get you
Scottish.
A bird. Well, it's just, come on, man. I'm sorry. It's like Northern and Southern California.
All right.
You know?
You're going to get some...
It's like...
Some fighting words.
Well, I mean, it's... Yeah, but what
they
are they
going to
do?
Teams.
They can't afford the plane ticket. Right. The economy there isn't too great. We need Rishi back. So Arthur Knight is assuming that he will curry some goodwill with the incoming administration if he tars the guy's opponent as a satanic ritual abuser. And the guy, David Levitt, the opponent... clearly is friends with David Hamblin. I don't know. We looked at the evidence. I'm not so sure that he was involved in the satanic ritual abuse, but there were charges dropped against David Hamblin for similar accusations in 2012.
Yeah.
And it is clear that there is some kind of something going on there. David Hamblin gets arrested on, I think, I don't know. It's like a dozen felony sex abuse charges in two different cases. Arthur Knight, meanwhile, is taken into custody and converts to Judaism while represented by a man named Mungo Bovey, KC. Yeah.
I just looked up a photo of Mungo.
He doesn't really look like so much of a Mungo Bovey.
He does not look like a Mungo Bovey.
What do you think a Mungo Bovey would look like?
I don't know, but you know, Mungo Bovey, the real Mungo Bovey, looks like he would be on Law & Order.
I would say Mungo Bovey in my head kind of looks like Jughead from the comics. I want to say Archie comics.
You know,
he kind of looks like Jughead, but
I'm
like a
looking
corpulent
at a young
Jughead.
Mungo Bovey.
Yeah,
he looks actually pretty good.
Really?
I'm going to send you Young Mungo.
Young Mungo. He's Young Mungo. Young Mungo Bovey could
First of all,
it.
Young Mungo, check that on SoundCloud.
Young Mungo is really good. No, Young Mungo is like Young Sheldon. Wait, that's not SoundCloud.
Look
oh,
at
he
young.
Does look good.
Yeah, wait, who does he look like? He looks like somebody.
He looks like George. He looks like
yes,
George
he looks
from
like
Seinfeld.
Costanza.
He looks like yassified George Costanza.
But he looks like Costanza with hair.
Yes. And we never really got to see what that looked like.
Costanza with Haley Joel Osment is
I feel
what
like
I see.
He kind of looks yes. like my baby.
He does. Your baby does kind of. And it's crazy because it's the same name.
Young Mungo.
Not to dox. But Mungo Franzak is spitting image of Mungo Bovey.
Oh, Mungo. Well, now Mungo's bald, but he's not carrying it like Costanza or like my
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to
Arthur Knight's body breaks down. He's constantly wearing an oxygen mask, even though while he is going to court.
I think that also he was getting, he was afflicted with the Weinstein in this, where he was acting so sick
yeah.
that he made himself sick.
I believe it. I believe it. I used to do that when I was a kid and fake sick to get out of school.
And then you actually got sick?
And I would actually be like, man, I actually do feel kind of sick. And you know what it was?
Karma.
They say you're only as sick as your secrets. And I had a secret that I wasn't actually sick. And so
no, I see. And all the other secrets.
That's what they call it, teleology. I got myself sick from that.